There will be a transfer of a chain medallion that will signify the transition, yes, in Springfield. But no great ceremony. The ceremony that we're looking forward to is commencement. And that's when our graduates finish, and that's the big deal this week.
So you'll be there in time for your first commencement, just a week after taking the office.
Yes, I'll be attending the commencement ceremonies, all the ones that I can get to. I'm really looking forward to that.
Your own background is in research. Yeah. You were a researcher in geophysics, space sciences. You've been an administrator in, I guess, facilitating research projects. Can you tell me what insights you bring now to your position as a new university president from that background, from working in research and with research?
Okay. Well, I hope that the discipline of inquiry and new knowledge creation, discovery, curiosity is part of who I am and part of what builds research. So I think it's... It is an important base of experience, and I was, as you know, involved in space sciences, building instrumentation for satellites, and one of the things I learned there is it doesn't do much good if it doesn't work. So having things that work well, that where there are outcomes that are meaningful and functional, is very important. I think one of the lessons from my background and experience, both in actually as an active researcher, but also as a research administrator, is the sort of importance of project management and good delivery and effective stewardship of resources so the outcomes are healthy and vital and work. So those are among the things that I think I've picked up along the way as a researcher.
And in talking about, I was thinking of the research work done at the university. Some people would see a little tension between the research work and the instructional work, but can they inform each other? Is there a way that the research work can be part of the students' experience, including the undergraduate students?
Absolutely, yes. And that's been something I've been passionate about and interested in for many, many years. It's been demonstrated pretty conclusively that hands-on, authentic learning in team settings, doing engaged work, scholarships, be it in a library or in a lab or out in the field, adds to the student experience, creates better outcomes for students, able to solve problems, able to think creatively. So I think this combination of research-enriched learning, which some people call applied learning, is incredibly important.
Well, what inspired you to take on the work of an administrator?
I think if you look back on my career, I moved into administration pretty early on, but kept my feet in both scholarly pursuits as well as administration. I do find administration very creative and very rewarding, and particularly if you recognize the skills and attributes of others and you can help others achieve their dreams in terms of scholarship and so forth, and then have the credit flow to them and watch careers unfold. It's very rewarding.
In the visiting of the various campuses that you've done so far, what are you finding out about the U of I? What particular strengths does the U of I have that you'd like to build on?
Well, first of all, people have been asking me what surprises you most about the U of I, but I've been paying attention for many years. I'm in awe, as I like to say, of the University of Illinois. I know a lot about it, certain areas better than other areas. It's a magnificent institution. It's got an incredible legacy. But if the things that have been most striking in my transitional months is the depth of the loyalty of the stakeholders. I'm talking about alumni, students, faculty, staff. I wish I could brand that and bottle it and sell it, because that loyalty is deep and profound, and I think it's one of the most important assets that this university has.
News accounts I've seen about your work at SUNY note that you came there after an ethics scandal at that institution involving the previous administration, and the U of I has its share of scandals and controversies in its recent history, the admissions scandal and the dispute between a former president and faculty over governance. As you're getting to know the people here at the U of I, are you finding that that these events are essentially all in the past, or do they still leave an impression that you have to contend with as an incoming president?
I appreciate that question. Of course, I've done a lot of reading and I've talked to a lot of people about these institutional challenges in the past, and I did live through a transition from one state to a much better state at the State University of New York, the Research Foundation there, and could talk a little bit about what you need to do. It's mostly common sense, in fact, policies, standards of integrity, transparency, accountability, careful stewardship. In terms of the University of Illinois, my sense is that President Bob Easter, who's become a firm friend over the last several months and has been extremely gracious with his time, has really done the institution a service in terms of creating a platform from which now I, as the incoming president, can move beyond and out. So I think the scene is set for wonderfully great things to happen. I also feel that the many students, faculty, and staff at the University of Illinois are ready for that. I think sometimes some of these issues can set institutions back or a little lower aspirational settings. And so the way I feel about this is it's about shared vision, and there's nothing as strong as a shared vision. To create a shared vision, you have to have a lot of conversation and dialogue and discussion, and so that'll be part of early taskings that I'll undertake. I think that's what the legacy calls for. I think that's what the great staff and faculty need and demand and deserve. And I certainly what our students need to experience.